Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Happy Hump Day edition. Are you happy, Fancy Brian? Happy Hump Day to you, man.
Yeah, the sun is shining and I am air conditioned. I'm pretty good.
Yeah, it's muggy. It's damn hot. And there is a tornado watch effectively for basically the whole state of Wisconsin right now. Troubling weather earlier this week. And apparently with hot, you know, could get problematic. It's percolating out there right now. We'll keep you informed if severe weather could affect you, but it seems like it would be closer to the happier happy hour, closer to 5 to 6 o'clock Central Time, but we'll update you if, pressing severe weather comes our way or your way. But Fancy Brian, wanted to talk about a couple of the headlines I had seen today. I'm going to throw out headlines first, and then we're going to dig in. Here's a headline. The GOP Capitol tours on, January 5th, Loudermilk. Well, he did take an insurrectionist on a tour, and the January 6th committee has released the tapes, and the guy was taking pictures of security checkpoints, points of access, almost like he was, he was on a reconnaissance tour, in direct contrast to what Loudermilk had claimed prior, because first and foremost, Loudermilk claimed, well, he didn't take anybody on a tour. And then that story changed to, well, I took just some constituents, but, nothing troubling, nothing problematic. Except one of the constituents, air quotes, ended up marching into the January 6th, the very next day. And that was the very same guy that was taking, let's call it the reconnaissance photos. Well, that turns to another troubling headline, Vince Bryan. We now know from reporting today, the Proud Boys wanted to trap Congress people in the tunnels, the very tunnels the guy was taking, let's say photographs of, the access points thereof, wanted to trap Congress people there and gas them. I mean, this is a holy crap kind of a moment. This takes it up a tremendous notch. And there's new filings in the courts because the Proud Boys, there are differing Proud Boys, have been charged with seditious conspiracy, right? Well, they planned on holding the buildings. They planned on occupying the Capitol. And I don't mean the peaceful kind that happened in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm talking about the armed up, go to the mattresses, kind of, basically taking and holding the U.S. Capitol by violent force. And if you could trap some Congress people and gas them in the tunnels, well, they're going to be severely incapacitated or one might think dead. This could have been a whole lot worse. New reporting out today. And then look into our backyard, Fancy Brian. There are some fun yet troubling, headlines in our own backyard. The contemptuous, misogynistic, corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Big Light Gabelman. Well, there's some live mic stuff from the courtroom the other day. And my understanding is the judge has what? Not only has he been found in contempt of a Dane County court, the corrupted rigged election special prosecutor in the state of Wisconsin, he faces fines and he faces an ethics referral for his treatment of a female attorney that he basically treated misogynistically in open court and implied or stated, she wouldn't be able to do her job if the judge didn't lead her. So anyways, that's new news for Gableman. I mean, we knew he was this kind of a jacknut, but, you know, he's making it painfully obvious. And then there's Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish. Oh, some troubling youthful indiscretions. And why this never came to light prior, I don't know. You know, she had admitted readily she got an underage drinking ticket in college. Well, you know, I know lots of people that got underage drinking tickets in
you
college.
You try not to get one in college.
Well, Rebecca Clayfish apparently claims she didn't have ID on her, wouldn't have been able to vote that day, not under, you know, the law signed in by her former boss, Scott Walker, not in the state of Wisconsin. But of course, she's 21 years old. Of course she is. But the cop didn't believe her. So the cop scooped her up. We're going to tell this story later when Dom comes. But took her to the police station in the squad car and then opened up the back door to let her out, you know, take her inside, do a little more investigating. And Becky made a run for it. Run, Becky, run! So this now gubernatorial candidate, this law and order candidate, was charged not only with underage drinking, but the new news, also resisting arrest. I mean, that's a bigger deal. You know, you would think that a law and order candidate like Becky Clayfish would have always been a law-abiding citizen. And I'm not talking about breaking the drinking age laws. We all did that. You know, that's part of the college experience. But I can tell you, if I were in a squad car and a cop opened the door, and I was a little, you know, let's just say tipsy or drunk, you know, sort of a little half Rudy Giuliani'd, there's no way in hell, Fancy Brian, I would ever make a run for it. And it's not just because I'm slow.
You're a bigger target.
What's that?
You're a bigger target.
Well, I suspect they would have tased me, bro. How did Rebecca Clayfish not get tased when she tried to flee the cops?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that she's going to spin this as, you know, what I learned from this experience, and this is how I learned from it, right? I'm sure that's what it what personal
learned a little
something
about criminal intent, dealing with the system, fleeing the cops. Blue lives matter, you know, when you're running away from them. I mean, if she'd have been a black man in 2022, she probably would have gotten shot in the back. Anyway, so those will be a few of the headlines we cover in this big show. Dominic's going to join us in the 4 o'clock in the happy hour. And we got Evan here at the world headquarters, lightly screening your calls at 844-967-2789. Your calls always welcome here. But Fancy Brand, let's kind of get to it. The whole, you know, ruse. Is it a ruse? The whole thing about the January 5th tours at the U.S. Capitol. I mean, is that kind of a big deal? I think it's kind of a big deal. When you've got sitting U.S. congresspeople that claimed, you know, I didn't take anyone on a Capitol tour. But then it turns out you did. You did. And that person took photos. And the photos that that person took, they may have used as, you know, as efficiently as the very next day to help lay the groundwork for possibly trapping congresspeople in the tunnels below the U.S. Capitol and gassing them there. So these new reports out, that would seem to be something more than touristy activity to me.
Sounds really patriotic, though.
Sarah K. Burris, here is the reporting, the early reporting here. Let me get this little pop-up out of the way. Bear with me. In a conversation with Raw Story, Rep. Jamie Raskin, I love it when Raw Story is not only my source, but the original source, baby. In a conversation with Raw Story, Rep. Jamie Raskin, Democrat, he's on the J6 committee, referenced the video the House Select Committee investigating the J6 attack produced Wednesday, showing Rep. Barry Loudermilk giving a Capitol tour to a large group of individuals. The tour took place the day before the attack. Here's the quote. The committee is in possession of a video of one of the tourists who was also clearly part of the mega crowd on January 6th, Raskin explained. He was calling out the names of Democratic members of Congress, Schumer, Pelosi, Nadler, and AOC. And he had a huge reaction we captured on video with a fellow MAGA protester in which the MAGA protester showed off how he converted his American flag into a weapon, sharpened the tip. For over a year, Rep. Mickey Sherrill, Democrat from New Jersey, has maintained she witnessed Republicans giving tours at the Capitol at a time that the building was closed to all tours due to the pandemic. When a member asked the Capitol Police how Loudermilk was able to get around that rule, the member was told that that was because it was approved by the official. The police had no power to do anything. Now, Raskin told the Raw story that it was still part of the investigation and wouldn't comment on whether this video will be part of his presentation in the forthcoming public hearings by the committee. On May 12, 2021, the aforementioned Loudermilk, wasn't there a Loudermilk on the Vikings once upon a time? But anyways, Loudermilk publicly said that he didn't give any tours ahead of the January 6th attack. It was a year later that he admitted that he did give a tour to family, you know, a family with young children. And a camera doing reconnaissance, apparently. By the end of the month, on May 20th, 2022, Loudermilk said, you know, as mentioned, he gave the tour to the family with the kids. On June 14th, well, it's June 15th today, right? On June 14th, the day before the video became public, Loudermilk said he gave a tour to about 16 people. So it's an evolving story from this congressman, this Republican. Two sources familiar with the matter said a member wanting to give a tour could have given one name to the appointments desk and have let an entire group, no, a different group, let in. Rep. Adam Schiff said that the video speaks for itself, sure does, but added, I think it's certainly troubling that Republicans said that there was no such tour. Sherrill signed on to a letter with 30 other members of Congress who expressed concerns over the Republicans who gave such tours. Members, many of the members who signed the letter, including those of us who have served in the military, are trained to recognize, let's call it suspicious activity, as well as various members of our staff witnessed an extremely high number of outside groups in the complex on Tuesday, January 5th. This is unusual for several reasons. Well, the most important of which is they were doing reconnaissance and they wanted to trap you and your Democratic colleagues, but also people like Mitch McConnell. And let's not forget, Vice President Mike Pence wanted to capture them and kill them, gas them in the tunnels. Devil's advocates, there'll be a happy hump day. Lots of news to tell you all about.
Your ruse, your cunning attempt to trick me.
I've sentenced boys younger than you to the gas chamber. Didn't want to do it, felt I owed it.
Freedom!